providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two. Shifting gears on this Monday, December 22nd. Lansing is a ghost town. Nobody's there. Gone for the Christmas holiday. They are done for the year 2025. What happened this year? Well, very little, according to MERS News Service. They took a look at and did some studying, some research, looking back at different things. And ultimately, bottom line, the fewest number of bills passed in the House and the Senate, sent to the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, for signing into public laws, is what happened in 2025. Now, one of the things that you have to understand is the process. Well, the process that they went through led to this. And that process is called an election. An election that basically gave the control of the majority to the Republicans in the state House of Representatives. Now, you have to understand that this process is based on the fact that we have 83 counties in the state of Michigan. Those 83 counties are represented by 110 state representatives. There's more state representatives than we have counties. But Trucker, up here in northern Michigan, my state representative represents 7, 8, 9 counties. That's based on population. Just like we have 38 state senators and 83 counties, every state senator, except for perhaps Detroit, represents at least 1, 2, 3, 7 counties up here in northern Michigan, for example, because of population. Well, the House and Senate, both chambers, adjourned for the final time on Thursday this year, producing the fewest number of most likely public acts in a regular session since the founding of our state in 1837. If every bill sent to the governor this year is signed, the 103rd legislature is projected to have produced around 70 public acts. The record until this year was from 1842, when Governor John S. Berry signed 90 public acts. A lower number of bills have been passed in a calendar year, some of them even being zero. But from 1852 to 1946, the legislature only met in even-numbered years in special session, and often only met a few weeks on a selected agenda regarding certain bills. Well, Thursday night, wrapping up the session, House Speaker Matt Hall congratulated House members as they filed out of the chamber for the year. Paul said, "We're proud. Why? Because we're focused on quality not quantity. We got all the major priorities of the House Republicans done this year. He went on to list the accomplishments as being part of the Hall Ethics Assessment and Transparency Standards, known as HEAT, that was put on legislative earmarks. A road funding package, updated policies with regards to the sick leave ballot proposal, and the restoration of the tip credit for servers that work in our restaurants and service industry. Also, the fact that they came up with a state budget without a prolonged government shutdown. Finally, Hall said, the House has executed one of the most robust oversight committees that we've ever seen. So this was the perfect legislative year. We came in with a plan, we executed the plan, and we did exactly what we wanted to do, said Speaker Matt Hall in the House chamber. Now that is his perspective regarding the House. Meanwhile, the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, said she found it really strange that he's so proud of not doing his job. She said her members, particularly the Senate Democrats, who are in the majority by one seat, come to session dedicated to doing their jobs and seeing what kind of progress can be made on policy and the budget. She felt there was missed opportunities, such as passing a Freedom of Information Act expansion bill, expanding house housing access, or improving drug affordability. It is very dismaying, but that said, we did get a lot of good things done as well. Brink said she was pleased to see Medicaid was protected and free lunch and breakfast for school kids remained in the budget. She pointed to those items as well as other wins in the budget process. She agreed with the assessment of Senator Darren Calamari, Democrat from Trenton, who stated on the Senate floor that Hall was the biggest loser from the budget process. She said of Hall, the Speaker of the House, it does have a sore loser vibe to it. It just seems like he's trying to get out from one crisis after another, simply changing the subject or causing some type of conflict somewhere else. Well, the bottom line is this. Republican caucus, with its leader, Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, again said that they had a plan. They were focused on quality, not quantity, and made sure that they got their priorities done this year. Now, here's the main takeaway from all this. This looks like it will prove to be, after Gretchen Whitmer signs what bills they did send over to her, the lowest number of bills since the state was founded in 1837. But now, as we head into Christmas this Thursday, we have New Year's Day a week from Thursday, January 1st. When they come back to Lansing, which I've looked at the calendar, and it appears that they're coming back on the very first Tuesday, January 6th, to get back in the session, they have to start working on another budget. Why? Because this is the way we do things in Michigan. Other states take the time to pass a budget They pass a two-year budget. They only work on a budget every other year. Number one. Number two, when they get back on January 6th, guess what, folks? They're running for re-election. Next year, 2026, is a huge election year. We normally call them midterm elections because it's the middle of the term of the presidency. Everybody in the state of Michigan, except for President of the United States, is on the ballot next year. We are electing a new U.S. Senator. It's an open seat. We are electing a new governor. We are electing a new Attorney General, a new Secretary of State, and all the state senators and all the state reps, as well as congressmen in Washington, D.C., are all going to be on the ballot. The only person, again, not on the ballot, Donald J. Trump. President and Vice President of the United States are not being elected next year. So even though they get back in session January 6th, 2 weeks from tomorrow, they have to do a budget. In addition to passing the budget, they have to start running for re-election. That means events. That means fundraisers. That means they have got to raise money to run a successful primary election in August. August is when we vote to pick our candidates. Republicans pick theirs, Democrats pick theirs, and then we head into November of 2026. I know I say this all the time, other people do too. The upcoming election is the most important one in our lifetime. It's not our lifetime. This election will change the direction that the state of Michigan is moving toward. If you like the direction it's been going for the last 7 years, vote Democrat. If you think it's time to go in a new direction, vote Republican. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Greatly appreciate you guys and understanding the process. Now, this process occurred in Lansing this year because of gridlock. Democrats are saying, well, we didn't get anything done. We didn't pass very many bills. We didn't take the time to pass FOIA expansion. We didn't fix affordable housing. We didn't fix making drug prices more affordable. Okay, first of all, two out of those three can't be done at the state level. Unless you're talking about giving more information, giving more money out of our pockets into these programs that the private sector should be doing, or it should be done at the federal level. Freedom of Information Act, they could have done. But I don't believe it's a priority of the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, or even the Governor, Gretchen Whitmer, that they even want to do that. But it's an issue that the Senate Democrats were pushing because they knew Matt Hall and the Governor were against it. The only way you can fix affordable housing is to throw more of our taxpayer dollars at it. One thing that you have to understand, they want to try to make it look like they didn't get anything done in Lansing because of the majority the Republicans have. That's going to be their spin going into next year's midterm election. As far as I'm concerned, they passed the budget. I'm not even happy with the budget they did pass. I think there could have been more cuts, less spending. But they did eliminate a lot of things that shouldn't have ever been in our budget from day one. But it has been. And they put a stop to it. Number two, not only did they pass a budget, but they got a lot of reforms done in certain bureaucratic agencies and departments. They also did oversight. And they are investigating and looking at even more things that can be fixed going forward. Well, you have to understand something. There's going to be an election next year. And if you like the direction that the House Republicans are going as far as oversight and stop this crazy insanity spending, waste, fraud, and abuse, and spending money that we shouldn't be spending taxpayer dollars on, then you need to vote Republicans next year. Help them keep or expand a majority in the House and take back the majority in the Senate. And we need a Republican governor. I would argue that even with all of this effort that the Speaker Matt Hall and the House Republican Caucus tried to do this year, they didn't do enough. Why? Because they knew very well that the governor, Democrat Gretchen Whitmer, wouldn't sign the bills they truly wanted to pass. So as a result, they didn't pass them. They knew she wouldn't sign them, so why waste the time? Again, it's not about quantity, it's about quality. And as we head into an election year next year, they're probably going to pass even fewer bills than they did this year. When it comes to a two-year legislative session, they will make history again next year. Absolutely, positively, that's going to happen. As a matter of fact, they may pass even fewer bills than they did this year. And again, they passed the fewest number of bills in a regular session since the founding of our state, 1837. So, it's very simple. This is very, 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 very simple. You have a decision to make about the future of our state. I would argue the state is broken and it needs to be fixed. This year was a good start, but they didn't do enough. And they didn't do enough because they didn't have the majority of the Senate and they didn't have a cooperating governor. If we truly want to fix this state, make it more efficient, make them manage our money that we send to them, that we trust them to do spend wisely with our money, then that's what we have to do, is elect new people. If you want to continue on what we've been through for the last 7 years, spending more money, seeing the budget increase, vote Democrat. If you think it can be cut even further, become more efficient, better services to the people, then it's very simple, very, very simple. Vote Republican. But next year is going to be another historical year simply because of the fact that they will be out campaigning. They're going to be spending even less time in Lansing than they did this year. So we made history this year. We'll make history again next year. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts.